How incendiary. As long as you say with a smile on your face, you should be all right. If you're really not much good at speaking, we've got a loud hailer here, but I think like, you know, human voice is far more attractive than something crackling out of a machine. And we've got, anybody can come up and speak for as long as they like. But if they get boring, if you get fed up with them,
Heckle them
and tell them to fuck off, throw tomatoes at them and so on. If I get too boring, tell me to fuck off.
Only for organic tomatoes.
Oh, no, not organic tomatoes. They're for eating. The other ones are for throwing, as they, oh, as they contain carcinogenic chemicals. But anyway, I 3 o'clock, and they said we couldn't do it. At 3 o'clock on the dot, the rally starts here. We hope to carry on and on and on. We hope for when the rest of the march eventually gets here to be able to get over our message to all the trade unions and all the other people that have turned up here for this rally over there, which is crap, which is full of people from the Labour Party. Hey! People from the Labour Party, people from NGOs and lefties and other such people. Hey. People that are going to have absolutely no input whatsoever into the next year or the next 2 years that are going to follow when we have 4 million unemployed, when we've got like millions and millions of people absolutely desperate, when, as the Daily Telegraph has been informing us and the Metropolitan Police have been informing us, there really will be hundreds of thousands of angry people out on the streets. We'll be there, but we'll only be there, we'll only be a tiny minority of all the people that's going to be there, right? We're only going to be a tiny minority. But we will have an effect far, far in advance of the amount of people that we have. There are hundreds of us here today. In another 6 months, in another year, there'll be thousands. And these thousands won't be people that are anarchists. They're people that are going to be coming into our movement, swept into our movement by the inevitability of the events that are going to occur. That everybody, from Gordon Brown to the Daily Telegraph to the Metropolitan Police to Mystic Meg, are saying that's going to happen. The beginning, at last, perhaps, of the English Revolution. And I don't use that word flippantly. I can't use it now. The revolution's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen in the city on April the 1st. But something's going to happen. That's just going to be the opening curtain. The whole movie, which is a massive epic of 3 hours with a toilet break in the middle, hasn't even started yet. We haven't even sat down in the stalls. So don't think today is it, you know. Today's nothing. We're just using this opportunity to leave our calling card, as they say, with the ICF. So, okay, the first speaker's about to come up now. I don't know who it is. Oh, here he is. A well-known demagogue.
Comrades. Yeah.
No, I'll try to talk without. I'll try and be right.
They can. Can you hear?
Yeah!
No. Fucking
hell.
Yeah,
he's
can you hear now? Yeah. Can you
still hear? No, fuck it, I'm right, hold on. Listen, comrades, something fucking wonderful happened in Edinburgh this week. Do you know what it was? Sir Fred fucking Goodwin's windows got smashed. And I say this to you, comrades. That the people who smashed Fred Goodwin's windows are fucking working class heroes. Yeah.
But they've fixed them already.
It also says, I also have a message from those who smashed the windows, which I'm going to read to you. And like this piece of paper on which I have in my message on is not Neville Chamberlain going peace in our time. It's well, Neville Chamberlain going class war in our time.
This is what we're fighting.
This is what the comrades from Edinburgh said. We are angry that rich people like Fred Goodwin are paying themselves a huge amount of money and living in luxury while working class people, thank you, are unemployed, destitute and homeless. This is just the beginning. Comrades, the actions of those people who did that are worth far more than 1,000 fucking words from the TUC bureaucrats over there.
Yay. Fucking right.
The TUC leaders over there, comrades, are on an equal, on the side of equal salaries the bankers are. Tony Woodley, Dave Prentice, David Simpson. They're all on $300 or $400 fucking grand a year with their TUC houses, and they come here and lecture about bankers. They're just as fucking bad as the fucking bankers. When the car workers are being laid off, when the oil refinery workers are being laid off, when Woolworths are being fucking closed, why were there no factory occupations? Why were the Woolworths not taken over in every fucking high street and used as centres of action against unemployment? Why were they used as fucking alternative car boot sales? In France, comrades, they kidnapped the fucking bosses and hold them hostage. And here, what do we fucking do here? We abandon the fucking... Those people over there, the fucking traitors, always have been, always fucking will be. Comrades, some of us have been around for a very long time.
Hello.
The anarchist movement can exist in internet land, or it can exist in philosophy land, or it can exist in exam chair land. There's only one fucking place the anarchist movement amounts to three rows of fucking beans.
And
that's
street.
On the fucking streets. Today, against, we've been on the streets, we are on the fucking streets, against police intimidation, against horrific tales of hospitals being made open, of fucking ultimate violence given by the police. We've been bold, we've been resolute, we got back on the streets. They said it couldn't be done. There were some shy comrades who backslid, who didn't fucking turn up. This is what we got, this is all we got, this is way forward. We've been back on the fucking streets, we can do it. We're back on the streets in a way we haven't been for
we
fucking
never
years.
Went away.
Compared to us, where's the fucking left? Apart from listening to fucking trade union bureaucrats and Tony Robinson over there, the left are fucking, they've evaporated, they've got no answer. It's a straightforward battle on the streets. You're the bankers, the capitalists, and the anarchists, and we're back there in a big fray. Comrades, this is just the start of a fucking week, right? We know there's Wednesday and Thursday yet to come, but we also know next weekend in Strasbourg, anarchists from all over fucking Europe, from Greece, from Riga, from Latvia, from Iceland, will be laying waste to the fucking NATO summit. There'll be three or four days of fucking non-stop rioting over there, which will make goes on here like a teapot. But it's all part of the same movement. We need to take heart from that. Comrades, I am you with a couple of fucking words. We're anarchists. We're back on the streets. We believe in anarchy. The red and black flag has been waved in the centre of London. Let's hear it for anarchy, comrades. Anarchy. And once more. From Edinburgh in Scotland with the Fred Goodwin window smashes, who I fucking salute. They may be here today, they may be not. But from Edinburgh to London, the working class is back on the stage of history where it fucking needs to be as an active fucking player. Thank you, comrades.
Yay! Anyone else?
Can you all hear me? Can you all hear me? Yeah? Good. People have said that the government does not have a solution to this crisis. That's untrue. They do have a solution. Throw money at the rich and make the poor pay for it. What's going to happen in the coming weeks is that all workers' conditions are going to be attacked. Wages are going to be attacked. You'll work longer hours. Social Security is going to be cut. Pensions are going to be cut. For the capitalists, it's like you go into a betting shop, lose your money, and the government picks up the tab. We are spending billions of our money and giving it to the rich. This struggle is going to intensify. And the only answer that we have to it is to be on the streets. If we're not on the streets, they will do exactly what they want, which means they will rob every single one of you. We've got to make sure that when this struggle intensifies, as it will, as unemployment rises, as there are more job cuts, as there are wages cuts, we are on the street to stop them. That we can do our best. You get a choice. You can roll over, be English and go in the pub and moan about it, or you can do something about it on our battleground, the street. The street is open to us, and comrades, this is going to be a long, hot summer. This is only the start. of what's going to happen on the street. So let's get everybody here and prepare ourselves that we will be there, that we will not back down to the government intimidation. We will not back down to police intimidation. We will be there to stand up for our class and defend our class and defend ourselves.
Yes!
Yes!
All of us will meet again on Wednesday, where there will be more of us. I just heard Brendan Barber speaking, the Secretary of the TUC. He appealed for responsible decisions. Christ only knows what that means. But anyone who expects any of the people in the G20 to give us any sucker, they are wrong. Do not live in cloud cuckoo land. The only way you will stand up to them is on the street, in strikes, in occupations. We intend to stand up for our class. We intend to stand up for ourselves. That's the message that goes out from this meeting, and all of us are pledged to carry it out.
Yay. Yay. Anyone else?
Right, like a previous speaker said, capitalism is now in severe crisis, and it's going to get even worse crisis. Someone predicted that we'll be 4 million unemployed in Britain over the next 2 years. What we've got to do is we've got to take over the workplaces, we've got to occupy, and we've got to go onto the streets, as previous speakers said. That's what we've got to do. The anarchist movement has shown a remarkable unity today, and that unity must grow. We must continue to fight together. We must continue to wage united struggle against the class enemy.
We must grow together.
We must grow together. We must march together. That's all I've got to say.
Yeah. Who's free? Who's free?
Anyone else?
Who's
come
free?
On.
For over 25 years, the modern anarchist movement has made a start. Now we've got to carry on so we can move together and make a fucking change to this rotten, rotten system. Yeah. Victory to us all!
Johnny fuckers, who's straight?
Our straight!
Who's straight? Our straight! Who's straight?
Our straight!
Okay, now look. Just because some of us have got big mouths, right? Yeah. I don't want to fucking monopolise this. As soon as anybody else wants to come up and speak, just give me the touch and they can come up and speak, and that's it. This is an open platform. I'd like to say this. About 6 months ago, the state of the world looked pretty bad anyway. Food riots in at least 30 different countries. The gap between the rich and the poor getting wider and wider. On the worldwide basis, war, the rise of Islamic fundamentalism and Christian fundamentalism in the USA, for example. Turmoil, civil war, the Congo, Pakistan, the whole world is turning in on itself and it's destroying itself. Plus, of course, the eco-disaster, that the very existence of the planet is threatened now. Rampant capitalism. The main thing is the gap between the rich and the poor. You've got them over here in Belgravia, and you've got people over there sleeping in the parks and tossing over there on the traffic islands. That's what it's coming down to. In this country, unfortunately, there hasn't been much resistance on the streets, but that is coming to an end, and it's coming to an end very quickly. Again, I'm not talking about Wednesday, but let's get out there on Wednesday. Let's show them how many of them... Let's show how many of us that there are and how many dissatisfied people that there are. I'm not expecting a few hundred. I'm expecting thousands to be there in the city. What we do, I know not. It all depends on the police reaction. I know not. We're not going there to make real aggravation. We're going there to cause a little bit of trouble, but we're not going there to make real aggravation. But if real aggravation is put our way, I'm quite sure that we will respond. But what I'd like to say is this, that the whole world seems to be in total turmoil anyway. But now, over the last 6 months, with the credit crunch, with all the banks collapsing. It's all up for grabs now. It really is the beginning of the end, as we said on our poster. The beginning of the end. The beginning of the end of the system. There are no alternatives. Gordon Brown, Obama, Putin, whoever they are, the rest of them, they can sit around at the Excel Centre going like that as much as they like. They can issue these completely meaningless statements that mean absolutely nothing. These people are a complete divide with the majority of the population. The way they went to war, for example, nobody supported the war. Nobody, apart from the media and maybe a few arms manufacturers. But they wouldn't listen. But we're not protesting against the war anymore. We're not protesting about one particular thing. We're not even protesting. We realise that now, as I said, is the beginning of the end. They have no solutions. They say, and these are their figures, this is what the government was saying, they are expecting 100,000 people in this country a month to be made redundant, to lose their jobs. 100,000. So over a period of 1 year, that's 1 million. Over a period of 2 years, that's 2 million. We've already got 2 million unemployed. We will have 4 million unemployed in 2 years' time. And that's what they're telling us. They're telling us that. 4 million unemployed. It's not going to be like the 70s or the 80s. Some of the 70s and 80s are really good. We had resistance. We were out on the streets of Brixton. We were out on the streets, mass trade unions and so on, mass strikes, the winter of discontent. But we're now entering completely different, unknown territory, a space where none of us have ever been before. And it's not only in this country, it's all over the fucking world. We don't want to lag behind the world, but it is all over the world. It's not going to kick off here and just in France and Switzerland. It's going to kick off in every single country in the world, all at the same time, between a year and 2 years' time, in my estimation, and in their estimation as well. Now, all right, we got 4 million unemployed. This is what we've got to do. Not as anarchists, but as people living here on this planet, in this city, on this island, right? This is what we've got to do. And this is what I expect to happen. Whether we do it or not is completely irrelevant. I'd like us to be there, really pitching in at the front at the beginning. But there are going to be millions of people that cannot pay their rent. There are going to be millions of people that can no longer afford their mortgage. Millions of people with absolutely no future whatsoever. People with no money. People with nothing. People that bought into the system and the system has slapped them in the face. And the rage and the anger is only verbal. It's not physical. We haven't seen barricades on the streets today. We won't see barricades for a while. Except perhaps on Wednesday. But... Well, that's up to that lot over there, what they do. We haven't seen that yet, and I don't expect to see it yet, but it may happen much sooner than we think. Because if you look back at the past, the Brixton riots, the winter of discontent, nobody really expected that, but it came. And the resistance will come as well. I see the marches coming in. The resistance will come in as well. You see, what we've got to do is this. We got to support people. If people can't pay their mortgages and can't pay their rent, they've got to squat their own flats. The whole... There's 1 million empty properties in the UK. Some of them in a state of complete disrepair, worse than pigsties. But there are hundreds of thousands of empty luxury flats in this country, in this very city. Hundreds of thousands. This is what we should be squatting. We should be squatting the luxury flats, not the hovels that they've already gutted with Sitex on the windows. We should be squatting the luxury flats. But it's not only anarchists that are going to be squatting. I'd like to see, and it will happen, there's going to be thousands and thousands of ordinary working class people and families that will have no choice but to squat. So that's what's going to happen. Hundreds of thousands of people are going to squat. There's empty properties all down the high street. All these Woolworths are closed, all these businesses. We should seize them. We have no social space. They're closing down the pubs. When we meet on the streets and fraternise on the streets, even with a few cans, we get moved on, we get brutalised, we get bullied by the police, right? So what we've got to do is create our own space. And I expect this to be happening anyway. Whether we decide to do it or not is completely irrelevant. I expect people to be squatting Woolworths. Tenants associations have got, tenants have got nowhere to meet. You have insurgency on the estates. They should seize empty property. We should seize empty property, not only to live, but to give out our ideas, to set up social centres. There's nothing to be scared of there. They've got them all over Europe. We want to see dozens and dozens of small social centres and large social centres in every single city and every single town in this country. And that is the future that hopefully is going to happen. And we want resistance on the streets. When I say resistance on the streets, that's exactly what I mean. If we're picked around, we should fight back. But don't fight the police until you can beat them. When they're ready for you, don't fight them. When they're not ready for you, give them a surprise. Whatever happens on Wednesday, whatever ever happens on Thursday, as I keep attempting to emphasise, is irrelevant. It doesn't really matter. Yeah, let's leave our calling card. Let's show them that we're here. But it's the future. The next 18 months, the next year, the next 2 years, I can confidently predict that the entire political, social, economic structure in this country will be gone or on the way out, as it is already. And the main thing is that about 95% of the population, that is everybody, even including the middle classes, have really realised that they've been conned. They've been slapped in the face. Pensioners have been stripped of their pensions. People on the dole are expected to live on a pittance. People working are expected to live on a pittance as well. £5 or £6 an hour. What's that? It's pathetic. You know that those guys in the city, do you know what the average wage in the city is? It's £2,300 a week.
Fucking bastards!
That's how much they get. And over on Canary Wharf, they earn £2,400 a week. They earn it. They've never done a day's work in their life.
No.
They've never pushed a broom. They've never made a machine. They've never served up. They've never cleaned an old person's arse in an hospital. They've never carried a stretcher. They've never done anything. They're like vampires. They're like parasites. And yet, they have caused, with their speculation, they have caused the entire financial and economic system to begin to crumble. Right? And what do they get? Millions and millions of pounds of bonuses. Gordon Brown is their friend. Everybody's their friend in government. But all of us, the whole population, we fucking hate them. When we give out posters saying hang the bankers, people say great, they grab them off us. This is what people think. They would like to see the bankers strung up, so would we. I'd also like to see Gordon Brown strung up. But listen, don't listen to any false messiahs. The left have got no solutions. The left are the ones that told us to vote Labour. Get rid of the Tories, vote Labour. That's what they told us. And look at what we've got. Nothing. We've got the rich, richer, and ourselves and the rest of the population. Our living standards are going, pitiful as they were in the first place, are going down to absolutely nothing. Nothing. Right? They expect there to be 4 or 5 million of us living on there. But we're not going to live on there. We're going to seize the factories. We're going to seize the means of production. We're going to seize houses and everything. The anarchist movement, the population as a whole. So anyway, these large bonuses and so on. Well, you know, there's one way of looking at it. This is what the system is. It's capitalism for the poor and fucking communism for the rich. The rich can earn everything that they want. £70 million bonus here, Gov. Whereas you're at the dole, oh, you've got to work here, oh, you've got to take a job at £5.75 an hour. Well, to hell with that. To hell with a lot of it. The system's finished, right? This is the beginning of the end. Never mind all these creeps in the Labour Party. In Whitechapel, we have a Respect MP. The Respect Party. What a load of old shit.
A load of old shit.
A load of old cobblers. The Respect Party. What have they done? They've got about 12 councillors. They split up into warring factions. Some of them even joined the Labour Party. Others have joined the Conservative Party. That's respect for you. Respect? No respect. No left. They're garbage, a lot of them. For 100 years they put us down. For 100 years they spewed out their propaganda about us. We're petty bourgeois. We're reactionary. We're middle class and so on and so forth. They're the ones that are petty bourgeois. They're the ones that are middle class. They're the ones that are reactionary. Don't listen to anything they say. Kick them out of the way. I hate them as much as I hate the fucking police. Yeah. There they are. I'll tell you where you see the left. You see them marching up and down here. Stop the war. So they say when there was wildcat strikes a couple of months ago, when the snow was coming down, it was freezing cold. The left was saying, oh, these workers, they're nationalists, they're racists, they're the BNP. They were not the BNP. They were not racist. They were not xenophobic. No more than anybody else, no more than us. They specifically wanted contact with the other workers. They didn't say that they wanted a restriction on immigration or anything like that, or they wanted controls over the work. They just wanted, like, you know, they wanted jobs. They wanted a they wanted a closed shop rather than an open shop. They wanted these foreign workers in the unions. When the BNP turned up at the picket line, the workers told them to fuck off. And that's good. Yeah. That's brilliant. Right? Where's the left? The left of socialist workers buying all that rabble, right? They're the ones that said that, that these workers were xenophobic. And yet, who do the SWP support? Fucking Hamas, for Christ's sake. Homophobic. Sexist beyond belief. All right, I must admit, you know, that I fully support the struggle of the Palestinian people against their oppressors. But their oppressors are not only the Israeli state, but also Hamas, Fatah, the Palestinian police, riddled with corruption, riddled with violence and so forth. Absolutely nothing to do with us. And yet the left support them uncritically. Oh, I have another speaker.
Good speech, good speech. Yay! Good speech. Right, I'm not much of a public speaker, but it's good to see so many young people out here today. This fucking crisis, this crisis, we are the ones paying for their fucking crisis. They got their final salary fucking pensions. Friend Goodwin on fucking 600 grand a year. Well, you know what? Fuck them. We don't need their shit. We reject their crisis. We ain't paying their fucking taxes. We are the young. We are the future. Go into your schools. Go into your workplaces. Tell them about what you've heard here. Tell them about the injustice. Tell them to come down and join the fucking fight. Because look, we need to get out in the streets and prove who the streets really fucking belong to. Whose streets?
Our streets!
Whose streets?
Our streets!
Whose streets?
Our streets!
Fucking yeah!
Can everyone be careful, because there are some people who would like everyone to start trouble, so let's get on telly. There are some agent provocateurs, to use a hackneyed old term, but some people do want that. So please think carefully first before you act. And not act simply because some arsehole has put a catapult in your hands. Thank you.
Hooray!
Comrades, after fucking March.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, here from the Bankers Institute of Greenwich. So we take corporate social responsibility seriously, and in that regard, we've offered to give you our sound system, so you're going to have your voices.
You're the one that's going
to get the mic. Is that sound better than before?
Yay!
Any improvement?
I think you need to face the speaker towards the crowd, really.
Basically, after fucking March has finally arrived, haven't been tapped by the cops, this fucking block is getting bigger and bigger, with a soporific fucking effect of the TUC over there is getting less and less. So you want to build this rally, keep it here. More speakers want to come up, the more the fucking merrier. Damien over there, first time he's ever fucking spoken, fucking brilliant. Come on, anyone else come forward and speak. It's fucking speaker's corner.
Chris.
1-1, yeah.
Chris, come on. Alright, if you ain't got a loud voice in Cosby like me.
We have a sound system. Get it down, baby.
It's another speaker, and this guy don't even need a ladder.
Hey!
Ladies, gentlemen, friends, comrades, I'm really pleased to see you all here today. I'm really pleased indeed. We can sense a certain sense of strength for next week by seeing each other come along today, by seizing the space that we have here today, and not taking any crap from the police, but also not being provoked, because we've got a long week ahead of us and we need to keep our strength.
Let's have a little warm
up. I'm pleased to see all the hard effort that everyone's put in today. So many people in the past wouldn't work with each other because of stupid sectarianism and personality differences. This seems to have all been put aside, and I'm pleased to see everyone working together hard to achieve the same goals. To try and smash capitalism. It's a big project, but everyone's got to have a hobby. I want to give a couple of thanks. My mum made the vast majority of the black flag, black and red flags here today, so a little bit of a clap to my mum. And I hope everyone is going to come along on Wednesday, bring their friends and comrades, see how it goes, do what you can on the day, don't let them get you kettled in, keep mobile, yeah, keep busy, there's so much you can do, yeah? We need to sense our own strength, yeah? We can win! We can win!
We will win!
And everyone put power to their elbow when it comes to disrupting transport next week. The streets are our streets, and they have to run the bloody, all them world leaders from West London, from Belgravia over to Excel. Let's make it as difficult as possible for them. Yeah! Let's block those roads. Let's block the Docklands Light Railway. Let's block the Central Line. Let's get out there and do it. Our streets! Our streets! It only takes a bit of copper wire between two bricks to shut the owner of the Docklands Light Railway down. How else are they going to get all those bloody people in? Yeah, are they going to do it by road? Perhaps the Blackwall Tunnel won't be working that day. Our streets, our roads. So everyone, sense your own strength. Don't be scared. We have the chance and the opportunity to make a difference next week. The whole world is watching us. Let's not let them down. We can win! That's the message I want you all to understand. We can win!
Hey. We will win!
All right, we got any more punters that want to come up and have a word? Here we go.
Lifetime, but we'll get there.
Hi, Seb, guys. My name's Red.
Pull the steps up.
It's really amazing that the anarchist movement and as well as the radical anti-capitalist movement is getting back together again. We can finally take action on serious issues. Everyone's realizing that all these struggles, the environmental crisis, financial crisis, all one struggle. And it's a struggle of the people against the rich. But one... People, one thing that's not been talked about enough by the reformists and the Trotskyists is that direct action is the way forward for this movement. And one of the most important things we need to be taking direct action about is global militarism. It's these wars that are killing people all over the world today just for profit. I'm part of Smashido campaign in Brighton, and some people there a few months ago broke into an arms factory and smashed the shit out of it because they were supplying weapons to Israel to use against the Gazan people. Next month is May Day, and the most historic like workers' struggle, anti-capitalist struggle, annual events, as everyone knows, obviously. I want to invite everyone to come down to Brighton for Smashido, Reclaim the Streets,
we'll
Brighton. Because everything is connected in this capitalist system. The banks fund the arms trade. The banks fund the companies fucking up the environment. The banks fund anything. And we're having, so on the 2nd and 3rd of May, we're inviting all radical groups, all direct action groups, from whatever perspective, to come down to Brighton for a conference, talk about how we can properly take radical anti-war movement forward. And then on the 4th, we're going to go around the streets of Brighton and show the banks what we really feel. So, yeah, much solidarity to everyone. Keep up the struggle. Yeah.
Anti-capitalista! Anti-capitalista!
All right, anybody else want to have a go? Come on, step right up. Don't be scared. All you got to do is just stand on this platform. I haven't got much of a head by myself. But here we are, another speaker.
How are you, comrades?
Hey,
how are you doing?
Hello, guys.
Okay, I'm not a natural public speaker, so I've prepared some notes. But looking at the crowd here today and having to think about it, the notes are a load of shite. Speaking of the notes, mainly what I want to say here is it's great to see so many of us here today. And like the comrades said before, it's great to see us coming together. The previous speaker spoke about the need for an anti-sectarian politics at the heart of anarchist politics, and I agree with that 100%.
Yep.
But one of the things that I'm taking from this march, and 150,000 odd people here today or whatever, is that it's great to see so many people are angry about these decisions that these bankers and bosses and, you know, multi-millionaires are making. And it's great to see all that, and it's great to see this enthusiasm. But the thing that we have to bear in mind is that out there in the class struggle, we're getting a fucking tanking. We're absolutely getting destroyed. It doesn't matter any struggle you look at, we're getting absolutely destroyed, apart from a few minor instances. And I see loads of people here today, loads of people who could be active militants in their trade unions and residents associations. And I have to be honest, I mean, I'm looking at it from the perspective of someone who's been involved in community campaigns in Glasgow. And what we've seen is absolute dereliction of popular movements, to a point where when struggles arise, and I'm involved at the moment with a schools campaign, trying to save schools in Glasgow, right? There's 25 schools the council want to shut. Okay, fine. So left mobilised, okay, fine, that's good. We've got demonstrations, whatnot, this, that and the next thing. But at the end of the day, out there's no mass permanent organisations. There's nobody to represent communities. So when struggles arise, they arise on the back with people with no collective experience, no experience organising. So everything has to be relearned, begun again. We start from zero every fucking time. And is it any fucking wonder we're getting absolutely tanked by these bastards? You know what I mean? We need to go back. We need to go back from this today and work in our communities and workplaces and actually try and build mass permanent organisation. Because it's one thing to build a revolutionary politics, but without the mass class struggle taking place to, you know, to actually move us forward, we're going fucking nowhere. Now,
yes,
spot on, mate.
Yes, spot on.
Now, as far as I can see, the challenge is, okay, we've got 150,000 people, many of them active trade unions, but at the end of the day, the trade unions are dying a death. Now, every year they get older, the average age of trade unions is over 50 or something.
That's because all the leaders are corrupt.
Is it? Fuck. It's not about the leaders being at all. It's not. There's no grassroots. There isn't any militant layer.
They're talking about the people who rule the unions are corrupt.
That's beside the point.
We've abandoned that territory, haven't we?
Exactly.
We need to get back in there.
Exactly.
If they're corrupt, we take it fucking back.
Yes.
Right.
I won't deny
that. Right, okay, we're agreed on that point. We need to have control. Right, as the comrade said, we need to have control over our own organisations.
Take it back.
Take it back, that's one thing, yeah, definitely. Right, so we need to take back our organisations. But in many places, we need to start fucking again. I mean, the Glasgow scenario, we've got no community organisation. All this campaigns and this, that and the next thing, and you know, you got working class mothers going, yeah, we need to save our school. But no collective experience, no backup, just a few lefties. Now, at the end of the day, we've got 150,000 people here, but, like, look at us. We're dying a death. Trade unions are getting older. There's no body to represent residents' associations up and down the country. Okay, individually, some cities have bodies, but at the end of the day, we're fucked. And if we don't go back and actually build popular movements, we're going fucking nowhere. Right, so that's what I want to say, brothers and sisters. So, anyway, I'll leave it with that. No positive message.
Thanks for that, brother. I thought that was the fucking best speech I've heard here today.
Yeah.
Right? It made more sense than anything that come out of my mouth or anybody else's mouth here. That's real sense. Oh, fuck this. That makes real sense.
Yeah.
Now look, We've got a couple of hundred people here, maybe more. I'm quite sure there are other people that want to get up. If you want to get up, if you want the opportunity, just come up here. Even if you just want to say, hang the bankers, fuck the police or whatever, come and do it. Don't be shy, because every single one of you in the not too distant future is going to be up on a platform like this, addressing thousands of people.
Yay!
Of that I'm sure. And people that we have yet to see. And here we have another comrade all the way from Kilburn, I believe.
We've got two.
I fuck or one.
Ladies first.
Ladies first, mate. Come on, ladies first. Look, I'll tell you what, I wasn't born when the Brixton riots happened, but I wish I fucking was. I'm from a working class family. I went to university. I paid my way. I worked hard every fucking day. And what have I got for it? Nothing. Nothing to show. I have a dream. I know it's an old saying, but I have a dream and you know where it came from. I have a dream that one day there's going to be no money. Everything's for free. Say you want something. Say you want anything. Say you need somewhere to live. Say you need somewhere to... I believe in peace, but I've had to be turned into an anarchist because peace ain't working no more. I didn't want to go to war. I didn't want any of that to happen. I didn't want to fight. I didn't think Saddam Hussein should die. I didn't think none of that. I didn't want anyone to die. I wanted it to be peaceful. Yeah, God, rain down on me right now. I didn't want none of this pain. But what did I get? Pain. I got pain. Why did I get pain? Because nothing that I wanted happened. One day there'll be no money. One day there'll be no capitalism. One day, why don't we have people's banks? Why don't we have our own banks where we put our own money in? You pay tax. You pay national insurance. National fucking insurance. To make sure that you're okay. All the things that are good. Free education. All the things that are good in England. All the things that are socialist things. Social. Social things for social people that want to join together. Things that are free that you paid for. You paid for them with your own money. That's the kind of things that we need to invest time and money. Squatters' rights. I think we should take over houses, take over hospitals, take over schools, take over those places and make those places for people so that our kids' future, our kids can be all right in the future. Old or young, I don't care. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what you look like. It's all about uniting. One thing I've seen today, this movement is very separated. There's one faction here, one faction there, and everyone's not united. One thing we have to do is unite together, because the more of us there is, the more strong we will be. But if you fight between each other, with the trade unions, this, that, and the other, I don't know the history. I need to read up. I'll be real with you. I do. But at the end of the day, one thing I know, that if you fight amongst each other, nothing's going to happen. Nothing's going to change. And it's all about change. And that's what you need to do today, and that's all I need to say.
Brilliant.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I am a refugee here. Yeah. But in the meantime, actually, I don't see any difference between the people from different countries. That's why I'm with the campaign of No Borders too, because I believe there is at the end one race. This is human race.
Yes.
And then when we talk about the, we see the borders. Why there is a borders? Because there is a bloody governments, authorities. They put these borders to control the peoples, to separate the peoples. So that's why at the end, if I look to the solution, I don't see leftist solution. This class government or socialist government, that's right. So I see the solution is the world without any government, without the state, and without the borders. Yeah. Then when we see all the media now, they are talking about us, some few people, they want to do the violence and things like that. If you look really, who produced the most weapon of the mass destruction? In the first place is the USA. They are the highest producers of the weapons. UK. The second one is the UK.
Yes.
And then they talk about the people, some few anarchists, they want to make violent and things like that. And all this is the rubbish. And of course we are against any of killing anybody. And this is the capitalism who kill the peoples. These systems produce poverty, and every second one child die because of the poverty. That's the killings, that's the violence. They, for the profit, they make a war, a lot of refugees for make a profit and make a weapon of mass destruction. And then out of the war, you see how many people they die.
Yeah.
Then that's the reality. Ooh, yeah. Who make it violent? This is the ordinary people, anarchists, or the capitalist systems, and those who support them.
Hey!
I believe,
yes, mate,
we have got a brilliant ideas without any governments. Power to the people, and people to the power. Power, yeah, to the people, and people to the power. Thank you.
Who has been laid off recently?
Back on,
we have spread the wrong fucking system. Right now the bankers are all Oxbridge cunts. They've been at the top of society. They are not leading the financial system to our needs. Fuck them. We have spread through globalisation a neoliberal system that has kept people at the bottom and the upper classes at the top. Fuck that. We need change. I think we need change. Who's with me?
Yeah.
Fucking damn right. Do you know why the whole world's gone to shit? Because we have spread the wrong fucking system. Our generation can fucking change things. This is the last chance. Now who's with me to fucking change something? To stand up for something? Yeah. You believe it?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Hey, all right, everybody. This is fantastic, isn't it? This is like a completely timeless scene. Could be any time from the 1930s, like way off into the future. I feel fantastic doing this. I feel like historical.
You are.
Thank you. I've been asked to talk a little bit about a group that I'm involved in, the London Coalition Against Poverty, or LCAP for short. You've heard of us. Okay. Basically, what we do. I think we've all had the experience, haven't we, of going to a job centre or to a housing office with that sinking feeling. You're after something that you desperately need. You know it isn't going to be easy, and you feel powerless to get anything out of them. And you sit there and you watch everybody that's being seen in front of you gradually, one by one, being humiliated and fucked around and fucked off again. And all the time that you're watching it happen, you know that it's going to happen to you next, and your hope is ebbing away. We've all had that experience, I think. And it's an experience that people are going to be having more and more as the recession really begins to bite, and we're going to have to, more of us, rely on that kind of a service to go to the state when we're really in trouble and at our lowest ebb and get fucking kicked when we're down. What LCAP exists to do is to stop that kind of situation when people are basically fighting the class struggle, and it is a part of the class struggle when you're facing these kind of people and just trying to get your basic needs, and they're fucking losing it. We bring the LCAP activists down. We raise between like 10 and 20 people. We go down to the office and we do not fucking leave until that person gets what they need and what they're entitled to.
Yes!
If what I'm talking about sounds at all familiar to you, if any of you out there are experiencing what I'm talking about right now, let me tell you, you have a fuck of a fight on your hands, but we will be there and we will have that fight with you. Right behind you all the way, everything that it takes. If you call the LCAP number, then we will come and help you out, okay? If you like the sound of what we do and you want to be involved in this sort of thing, and you want to be involved in helping people to actually get a decent fucking victory out of the system and get something for themselves for a change, and to build up power in our class and to take things forward to defend what we deserve in this recession, then please get in touch with us as well. We have public meetings on Thursdays. The details is all on our website, www.lcap.org.uk. Please get in touch, come and help us out, and we need every one of you. Thank you very much.
that shit DJ.
One law for them and another law for the fucking rest of us. Bankers can rip us off, rob us fucking blind, and they get fucking £600,000 bonuses. If we go and rob a bank, we get 15 to 20 years. Fuck them.
Come on, let's have some more speakers. Here we are, another one.
Hello everyone. Hello. I wasn't going to say anything, but I heard a comrade in this crowd, scorn what Nick said about controlling our organisations.
Well, he's not a comrade then.
He isn't a comrade.
No.
Do you know what? In the anarchist milieu, there is this attitude that we don't have to control our organisations. That is not true, and that is not right. I've never been on a march this big before, but do you know what? We were walking up there at snail's pace. And do you know why? It was because there was a group of policemen marching in front of us. What is going on when we are being controlled by a bunch of policemen? Because that is who is controlling it. It's not us, it's the policemen. These people are not chancers. They know what they're doing. And if we're going to have a serious chance at taking control of our land and our organisations, our working industries, then it's not good enough. It's not good enough just to have a load of slogans and for people to just come out on marches or go to their social centre and sit around drinking tea or smoking dope. Because that is what is, how many of us have done those things? We need to get out and do things. I've been involved in a newspaper in Glasgow for a few years now. And within a couple of months of starting it, we started getting letters from people saying how glad they were that somebody was taking an interest. And over time, even though it's been difficult, we've had more and more people come to the group. Some of them have left, but most of them have come back. And that's what it's all about. Anyway, that's enough.
Hey.
It's me again, how boring. Listen,
I'd like to talk to you about a project that we're doing anyway, right? I'm from Whitechapel Anarchist Group. Our group was formed about just after the Anarchist Book Fair. Now we don't do very much at the moment, but this is what we do. We bring out a paper, a print run of 2000 that's distributed free. We give it out down Brick Lane on a Sunday, and they fucking go like hotcakes, I'm telling you. People just come up to grab them from us. We're gonna go and have a print run of 4,000 to 5,000 for our June and July issue, and we are quite confident that we can get rid of the lot. But what the message is this. Now people think Whitechapel. What do you think about Whitechapel? The Islamic Caliphate of Whitechapel, full of nutters blowing themselves up on the tube. Full of people demanding Sharia law. We've had two demonstrations in Whitechapel of nutcases demanding Sharia law over the last 6 weeks, would you believe? So I'm not saying that being in Whitechapel is the most auspicious place to have an anarchist group, right? But if you've lived in an area for a long time, if you know your area, and I know my Whitechapel, let me tell you this, right? That yes, Whitechapel has the largest concentration of Muslim people in the entire of Europe. Yes, there are hundreds of women walking around veiled up and so on and so forth. But these nutters that come out demanding Sharia law are not representative of the community of Muslims in Whitechapel, right? Not at all. In fact, they had a demonstration about 3 or 4 weeks ago where they marched through the street shouting Allah Akbar and so on and so forth. And the only Muslims that gave them any kind of greeting whatsoever were their fellow co-religionists who came out of the pubs rubbing their eyes and staring at them with disbelief. And also, the glammed up young Bangla girls off to parties on Saturday night, and also all the geezers coming out of the betting shops and so on. So what I'm saying, even though we do have a large, rather conservative Bangladeshi Muslim and Somalian community in Whitechapel, that they are not the nutters that blow themselves up on the tube. They're very conservative people, but let me tell you about how anarchism works here now. Whitechapel thousands and thousands of people of Bangladesh is completely alienated. The kids on the streets. You hear about the kids on the streets who smashed up Tesco's in Whitechapel, who firebombed Starbucks in Whitechapel, who attacked Tesco's vans in Whitechapel. These are not religious nuts, these are the ordinary kids in the street gangs, right? The kids that have been out on the streets demonstrating against the destruction in Gaza by the forces of imperialism. These are the kids. And these are the kids, let me tell you this, who have nothing to do with any of these lefty groups or anything, which they scorn, which are completely irrelevant to them. These are kids organising gangs that fight each other, just in real old-fashioned East End tradition. But they will come out and they will fight. These are the people who 14 years ago, their older brothers and sisters, drove the Nazis off the streets, drove them off the streets of Brick Lane. After years and years of lefties trying to do it, these kids did it in one or two nights, right? Also, with the anti-war protest, what a load of pathetic wank. We had a demonstration here, that's a war broker. A million people on the streets, a million. And what happened? Nothing. People just came into Hyde Park, they listened to the same bullshit that they're listening today, the same bullshit from Tony Benn and Tariq Ali and Ken Loach. All these people, completely fucking irrelevant, right? And nothing happened. People went home. A few militants went over to the American embassy and circled it, like Muslims at the, circling the Kaaba or something like that. But I'll tell you what did happen. On the very day that war was declared in Whitechapel, thousands, and I'm talking thousands of kids, spontaneously came out of their schools, marched through Whitechapel, through all the police lines. Whereas hardened militants and anarchists would have been stopped by the police, these kids just swept them out of the way. Because they're operating on a completely different territory. They don't believe in the rules and regulations. These are the people that are going to come out and fight the police as well. They went straight for the police. They marched through the city. The kids were shouting, Allah Akbar. But they were also drinking bowls of wine. They were also holding hands with their girlfriends, things that they cannot do around the streets because people snitched them up to their parents. And when they got to Parliament Square, they attacked and beat up the fit team. Oh, how terrible. Now, we have been... Not that I'm suggesting that we should do anything like that. Being on the peaceable side of the world. But anyway, back to Whitechapel. What I'm saying, we bought out a Whitechapel anarchist group paper, which we distribute free, down Brick Lane. Now people think, oh, Brick Lane is full of tourists, it's full of trendies, or it's full of Nazis, or it's full of Islamic fundamentalists. Yes, there are tourists. Yes, there are trendies. Yes, there probably are still a few Nazis hanging around. Yes. But there's loads of people off the estates, old age pensioners, school kids. They take our paper, they take two or three copies. When we gave our poster, which you've all seen in the paper, about the banks, smash the banks, people were coming and grabbing. Somebody was giving them out. They were giving out the posters and somebody come up, two guys come up and said, oh, we're from the BNP. And the guy that was smart, he gave the poster to them, said, oh, you are, I have a poster. They went off, they come back half an hour later and they said, oh, can we have a few more? I mean, fucking hell. That's it, right? The BNP. We smashed them off the streets about 15 years ago. They're not coming back down East London ever again. They're on the periphery. But I don't want to talk about the BNP except to say this. The left are finished. The unions are finished. The Labour Party, finished, gone. It's going to be a straight fight between us and the BNP on the streets for the hearts of the people and the minds of the people. But the BNP have got absolutely no solutions whatsoever. They're not telling people to occupy the factories. They're not telling people to squat or anything like that. All they've got is racist poison, right? We don't want them, and that's it. And it's going to be, they're going to get a couple of people elected to the Euro Parliament. But so fucking what? We're going to have hundreds of thousands of people out on the streets, so that's our answer to them. Our answer to fight the BNP is not only to kick their heads in, which is what we should do all the time, whenever they raise their faces. But to get out and to form community groups, what the other speakers were talking about. If you're at work, set up a group. If you're in your estate, set up a group. Do not be ashamed of your politics. Do not be ashamed to call yourself an anarchist. It's not a dirty word. When we're down Brick Lane giving out our papers, we've got people coming up, anarchists, great. and these are straight looking people. They're not punks or anything, they're old age pensioners, just ordinary people, and we really strike a chord. So you can do it in your neighbourhood, whatever the circumstances, whatever the situation. Get out there on the streets, even if it's something small, having a presence. It's a beginning. You will build. There is an audience out there. There's lots of frustrated and alienated people, right? And I think there wants to be other people that wants to speak now.
Wait, look. This is really fucking serious, yeah? 2 seconds, about 20 minutes ago, someone come up and dropped loads of black bags in front of this ladder, yeah? And we looked to see what was in them, and it's a load of catapults. So we kicked them into there because we didn't want to use them. That's not what we're here for. We're here for a rally. Yeah. Right now, funnily enough, the police just climbed over and looked at what they all are. And now they're swapping them with each other, and maybe they're going to try and blame us. So I'm just warning you right now that someone come up here and dumped a load of catapults in black bags. Police now picked them up, and they're going to fucking blame us, yeah? We shouldn't fucking tolerate it.
Alright. Beginning to piss down rain, and
as I know the people are really thirsty, we're going to end the rally. We will disperse. We don't want to fight with the police today. We do not want aggravation today. We've left our calling card here. We've made our mark. That's all we were going to do today. But, however, I shall see you all on Wednesday. Yeah!